Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men by Size. It is Thursday, the 25th of April. My name is Dan Club. I'm here to run you through all the latest news involving the Reds. And unfortunately, we have to begin with the fact that Liverpool were beaten at the hands of our Cross the Park rivals, Everton at Goodison Park last night. 2-0 was the scoreline, and Liverpool just weren't at it, really, if truth be told. A bit of a microcosm of all the problems we faced in recent weeks. Defensively poor, not winning enough individual battles across the park, and more importantly and probably more glaringly obvious was the fact that we simply couldn't finish what were a couple of gilt-edged chances. Darwin Nunez in particular culpable for that last bit. He probably had the clearest cut chance of the night, if truth be told, and was unable to stick it in the back of the net. And that's been a problem, as I alluded to, of late, really, in a lot of games. And some of the games we've managed to win and found a way, others we most definitely haven't done, and this was one of the latter. And yeah, it was just a frustrating night all in all. Obviously the conceding of the goals was poor, it was far too tame, both really stemming from set pieces. I think we never managed to get to grips with any point during the whole 90 odd minutes, if truth be told. Just, yeah, Everton bullying us a little bit from those particular situations, and defensively just a little bit fragile, a little bit weak, nobody really taking charge and taking responsibility of those types of moments. And I think a lot of what Liverpool did in the attacking sense was actually half decent. It was just when it came to the final third, that final decision or the execution of the pass or indeed the finish was just left a lot to be desired throughout the entire evening. And it was, yeah, obviously losing at the hands of your rivals is a bitter blow regardless of the circumstances and what's at stake. But the magnitude of last night, given the fact that we were clearly held out hopes and aspirations of potentially winning the Premier League title this season, we would have needed a Man City and Arsenal slip, of course. But, you know, with 0 points from that game, obviously on the back of Crystal Palace recently as well, it does feel like we are in miracle territory, and I don't envisage it happening. Like, obviously it's not done until it's done, but yeah, Liverpool more importantly don't feel like we're good enough to win our remaining four games right now. That has to be the first starting point, and based on recent evidence it's going to be very difficult to even achieve that. So whatever happens, we just need to finish the season on a high and strongly as possible with some good performances and hopefully some good results to follow. But yeah, last night was most definitely not it, and Jurgen Klopp's final Merseyside derby ends in his first defeat at Goodison Park, actually. But yeah, disappointing, not the way it was supposed to happen, most definitely, and a little bit of a whimper for Liverpool of late. But as I say, hopefully we can gather ourselves and regroup and get some decent performances and indeed points on the board between now and the end of the season, because it can't really fizzle out into nothing. Like, it looks like it could well do. Performance-wise, I've already mentioned Darwin Nunez really struggled. Mo Salah likewise. Those two are far from at it right now. I think Luis Diaz is probably one of the few to come away from that game with any real credit. He played in all three positions across the front line, it felt like, at times. He definitely tried to change the course of that game, but wasn't able to do so single-handedly. Moving on to the news then, obviously it's been widely reported in the past couple of days. Arne Slot, final manager, looks set to be the man to replace Jurgen Klopp at the end of the season. I mean, based on last night, he's got a big old job on his hands if he hasn't already. But loads of reports continuing to come out and circulate about this, of course. And Fabrizio Romano tweeted this morning, Liverpool will insist in talks with Feyenoord in the next hours to reach an agreement on compensation. Liverpool wants to get Arne Slot deal done on the club side soon, because there's no issue in contract talks with the manager and his representatives so far. So positive there, of course. And James Pearce from The Athletic and a friend of the show as well also said this morning, the latest is that Liverpool remain in negotiations with Feyenoord over compensation package for their manager, Arne Slot. As we've reported, Liverpool's initial offer of around €9 million was rejected. We understand that Feyenoord are holding out for a figure much closer to €15 million. Slot has 2 years left on his contract, no release clause, and of course they don't want to lose him. What we do know is that Slot is very enthusiastic about taking over from Klopp. It's a challenge that he wants to take on. Good. Because in the midst of all this managerial search stuff, there's obviously there's one element of it in terms of getting the right candidate and getting the guy that fits the criteria and ticks enough of the boxes to be judged as the guy who is fit to replace Jurgen Klopp. But the other element of that is who fancies it? Because, you know, I've seen it described as, and potentially rightfully so, as a bit of a poison chalice and obviously the big boots to fill and all that sort of stuff. Like, nobody wants to be the guy to replace the guy. That feels really difficult. We've seen this with Arsenal and Arsene Wenger and, of course, Manchester United with Alex Ferguson in the past. So really difficult, but I guess if you don't feel like you're up to the challenge, then there's a chance you might not have been for the man for the job anyway, because you've got to be up for that. And if you're not backing yourself, if you're not confident in your own ability to come in and replace somebody like that, then there's a good chance you weren't the right man for Liverpool Football Club in the first place. So if Arne Slot's up for it, that bodes well. And hopefully Liverpool can get this deal over the line, because I think it's important to get this clarity now. I mean, we are edging ever closer to the end of the season, of course, and indeed the summer. And it's going to be a really, really interesting summer for loads of different reasons. Obviously, the manager being one and perhaps the main one of them, but there's also transfer stuff, the potential ins and outs to be dealt with. So it's another really interesting and probably busy summer coming up for the Reds. But yeah, I think ultimately, you know, despite the fact we are very much in the fallout of last night and what looks to be a bit pretty much dumb, definitely faltering title challenge, I think we are in a very good place squad-wise. Maybe a couple of tweaks could be made here and there, a couple of additions as well. But when you look at what the youngsters have been able to do this season and by and large what the new signings have done, we're definitely in a very good place. And as a manager, if you were on the slot looking at this squad, you'd be relishing the prospect of working with them. That's my take anyway, the ever-optimistic take.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Just on the news of transfers, there's been a few reports floating around. Three of the names we're going to mention now all come from Nero De Vise, and this has come from Liverpool Echo, who haven't necessarily linked these players with a move to Liverpool, but they are suggesting these could be players that Arne Slot looks at for various reasons. One of whom is Santiago Jimenez, who is at Feyenoord right now, young striker. He's 23 years old, he's got 28 goals this season. So very impressive. A Mexican international. He's been linked to the Premier League before now. Tottenham have eyed him up as a Harry Kane replacement. West Ham have also been linked to him, with AC Milan and Arsenal also believed to be keen. And Dirk Kuyt, obviously we know Dirk Kuyt, previously said he's in the middle of defenders and he's really fast. Watching the keeper before he shoots, in his opinion, he's currently the best striker in the Eredivisie. Now, read into how high of a claim that is, as you will. But yeah, clearly somebody that is very highly rated, and Dirk Kuyt clearly fancies him as well. And I think the conversations around attackers and forwards is one that a lot of people are having right now, with Darwin Nunez, a misfiring Darwin Nunez. So maybe there's something in another South American. The next one I want to quickly discuss is Johan Bakayoko. a name that has been linked to Liverpool previously, which is why this one's particularly interesting. Obviously, a PSV right now, not necessarily a final, but a name that Arne Slot will know well. He will have come up against him on a number of occasions. And this one, a lot of it centres around the future of Mohamed Salah, of course, and how Liverpool, if they do need to replace him, how they go about doing that. And Bakayoko feels like the type of player that we'd go and sign because he's young, he's not quite the finished article just yet. He's sort of on his way to doing that. His trajectory is very, very impressive. Already a Belgium international, so one that looks like he's about to really take off and burst onto the scene, if you like. So I do think there's something in that. And interestingly as well, Ernie Stewart, the PSV sporting director, has said he expects the winger to leave next season. So potentially one to be looked at a little bit closer there. There are a couple more names I want to quickly touch upon as well before I do start to wrap up. Tim Koopmeiners is a player that Arne Slot has used particularly well and Liverpool have also been linked with for a long, long time. Obviously a midfielder, so not quite the same sort of demand for it, I'd say, as there would be a centre-back or indeed one of the attackers. But we know him, obviously, from our recent clashes against Atalanta. I thought he was brilliant in both of them legs, to be honest with you. So definitely one who could become a possibility if indeed Arne Slot thinks we do need further reinforcement in the midfield department. A lot of that depends on where we see Wataru Endo fitting in the future. Obviously, Thiago's future remains unclear as well, although it does look like he's going to be off. And Stefan Bajetic's fitness and long-term availability could also be a factor in that one. Yeah, okay, that's that then. Three names there, all of whom have either Dutch connections or Eredivisie connections and players that Arne Slot knows well and could well look to bring in if indeed he does become the next Liverpool manager. So to wrap up, I just run through the news dead quick. Liverpool beaten 2-0 by Everton. Grim, Goodison Park, yeah, all very bleak. Fabrizio Romano has claimed that Liverpool are very keen to get the deal done for Arne Slot very soon. There's no issues in contract talks with the manager. James Pearce has reiterated a very similar line. He said Liverpool remain in negotiations with Feyenoord. They're looking for around €15 million as a compensation package. And Arne Slot is very enthusiastic about the prospect of taking over from Jurgen Klopp. And all three of Santiago Jimenez, Johan Bakayoko and Tim Koopmeiners are players who have been indexed to Liverpool, let's put it that way, as potential targets for Slot should he become Liverpool manager. Sound. That was pain-free enough, wasn't it? Remember, it's all done for another day. We'll be back very, very soon for more. Take care. See you all soon.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.